Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Cool You Allow Podcast Show. When up is down and a down is up, when your half a glass looks like a half a cup, when you're running into dentists and everywhere you turn, we'll seize the opportunity, live and learn. Hey, go with the flow. Right, just like the song says, gone with the flow. You know, spell it Malibu. She packed up to leave you for another man. Just go with the flow. Back to Malibu. Yeah, that's why this song been a theme song. Because just listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. It describes most everything that happened in my life. You know, just a little bit. It's like he telling a story. He was there with me as I go through life. And finally, I realized, came to God, and I just put my head up and go with the flow. And God just take it away. You know, Spider Malibu. Spider the courts, Spider the child support, the alimony, and all that bullcrap. Spider the mountain. Just go with the flow. Come on. I know y'all feel this song when it comes on. I know y'all. Australia. Welcome. Germany. Welcome. France. Welcome. Glad to have you. Well, trying to keep some of the audience, you know, it's hard to get people to download and all. You know, it's really hard to get people to download your stuff. And my promoters, they do a super job. And every time I ask them, when they promote that show, just trying to give me an international audience. And that's what they do, you know. And I'm just glad that I have them. I have this thing, this website called Fiverr. And I'm just glad that I found it. And got these people who do gigs, and the gigs is to help you promote your podcast and stuff like that, and other stuff, promote your books and so on. And I am really glad that I found this software. The protest is I keep coming on and off the air, like last year I took breaks and everything. Coming back, going off, coming back, and when I got sick, left for a while. Y'all got a lot of podcast shows in September, but I got sick, and so on throughout last year and the years to follow. Just got on and off because I just was learning how to grow the show, you know. And now I'm gonna get writers who help me write the shows, and going to get reports on the news, what's going on around the world, and we're going to get entertainment news, and we're just going to get a dozen of stuff. Going to get an introduction. I'm going to get a new cover art. There's a lot of stuff coming for the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. And I just can't wait. The music and everything. Well, Go With The Flow is the open thing. I'm trying to work my way around that when they do the introduction and everything. And try to keep Go With The Flow just one more year. And, you know, I don't want to do this forever, but I got to go travel. Got to go travel across the country. So I won't be doing this that much once I got everything going, you know. And got my, finally get my driver license. Finally save money and stuff like that. And but those things is just yet to come. And I'm just, my credit report last year and the year before and everything, it was just bad. This year, 2023, it went up. It went up. And I can just say, wow. Wow. And I just wondered if y'all ever been in that situation, you know. Your credit score is bad. You can't get an apartment. You can't do this. You got to stay in a beat up apartment that you don't like no more. You've been in forever. Landlord don't do jack crap to it. You know. You got all kinds of boogie boogies, you know. And he don't send nobody to take care of the stuff. And I mean, you know, you have to move, you know. And I'm moving. And I'm going to move. And it's just a matter of time, you know. Everything is working really well, you know. But just to see how my fans doing around the country and around the world, I just want to share that with y'all. If y'all struggling, don't feel bad on yourself. I'm struggling too. And if this is a struggle world, you know, you gotta just kick your hand up. I know. But that's life. You know, you gotta go to, you just gotta go do things. Now, right now, on CNN, they showing Chris Rock. I guess they already had the Oscars, and he's on stage. I don't know, or he doing his Netflix special. You know, I think it's the Netflix special. Because the stage look different, you know. And he talking about the slap, you know. I mean, he joking about it, you know. I think that's a good thing, you know. I think, and they showing the flashback of last year Oscars when Will Smith made that mistake. Was his night he made that mistake, you know. But I think he can joke about it now because it's over. I think you just gotta get it out, you know. And that slap, he's a comedian. He's a professional comedian, you know. He's really a professional comedian, and he knows how to carry the joke and everything, you know. And I think he knows what to do, you know. I don't think Will Smith will be defensive by, you know, and everything. But I'm sure some Will Smith people was in that audience. And some of his lawyers was in that audience, you know, and everything. But CNN and everybody is still on the slap, and I just feel for Will. You know, he just made a mistake, you know. He just made a really powerful mistake, and he's gonna have to live for that. He's gonna have to own that mistake, no matter what. He's gonna have to own that mistake, but he's not alone. He's not alone in Hollywood. That's the thing they're forgetting. He's not alone. Before him, there was a lot of people did things on the Oscars. On awards. You know. And I don't think that one little mistake. Is just. Really. It looked like Chris Rock is having a lot of fun. He's on Netflix. Joking about his term with Smith. Will Smith. You know. And he's getting it out. He's getting it out. He's letting the people laugh about it. And. You know, but I'm still on Will Smith's side. I'm still a Will Smith fan, you know. Chris Rock, he ain't all a good actor. He's probably a good comedian, but he's not all a good actor, you know. I mean, he was good in Lethal Weapon 4. I think Lethal Weapon 3 or 4. He was real good in that, but... I didn't see some of his movies, so I can't really judge how good his acting is. I did see him in Lethal Weapon 3 and 4. But my side thing is, maybe down the road, we might just see them two in a movie together. You know? And wouldn't it be funny, we see them in Bad Boys 3 or 4. Because it's going to be another Bad Boys movies. Wouldn't it be funny we see both of them in Bad Boys? That will be something, wouldn't it? Yeah. Just think about it, people. Will be funny because they talk about it. They talk about it on YouTube. Everybody got their opinion about it. But Will Smith will be tackling his... stuck up wife, you know, that's what he was protecting, a wife who didn't love him, a wife didn't want to marry him, a wife who act like she was all that. He put her in a video together, just like Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston, because Bobby Brown didn't get Whitney Houston on crack. She was already on crack. I watched a movie called Whitney Houston last night on Free. You go to Amazon, you look for Free, and then you look for Whitney Houston. They got Whitney Houston, and they got another Michael Jackson movie called Michael Jackson: The Search for Neverland. A pretty good movie. You know, it was really, really good, people. It was a good movie. Whitney Houston movie was good, too. It was called, you go to Free, you know that, say Free on Amazon. Amazon got an app. You go to Amazon Prime, on your smart TV, and you look for Free. Free. Of course, you're going to have commercials and everything, but... it got the Michael Jackson Search for Neverland movie. And it got the Whitney Houston movie. Okay? And I'm going to watch the New Edition movie tonight. You know? Yeah. I'm going to watch that tonight. Because I just love stories like that. And then I'm going to watch Temptations. I'm sure everybody saw the Temptations movie. But I just love to hear the stories how these artists struggle, you know. You know, James Brown is a lady who worked for the circus if you go to iHeartRadio and go to iPad, go to podcast, look for the mic. I think James Brown Mystery. It got the James Brown Mystery on iHeartRadio podcast. And it's a guy from CNN reporter saying, I got a lady who worked for the circus called him at CNN that she know that James Brown didn't die of natural causes. She know that James Brown was killed. I was listening to the podcast. Believe me, people. I was listening to the podcast. And this guy worked for CNN. He was a CNN reporter. He was sitting in his cubicle in his office. And the lady called, said she worked for the circus in Atlanta, Georgia. And she knows that James Brown was killed. Just like Michael. This story, The Search for Neverland, tells the stories of the two security guards was really close to Michael, who protect him and his children, and all, and how Michael kept moving around because he didn't have no money. This man was total broke. He was broke. And the reason I said that is, he was in debt. You know, all he had to do is get on stage. Just get on stage and do a concert. That's all the man had to do. He was free of the allegations and all. Just get on that stage, and you know how many people would have came out right here in America. This is it. When he announced, this is it. The concert that he put to do over London, that concert sold out in just a week. The sooner he announced it, those tickets sold in a week. Just imagine what they would have done over here. After he was coming over here. After he got done overseas, he was coming over here and did some concerts. And he would want to travel from east to west. That's right. Going to the south and north too of the country. And right from east to west. And a little bit north, I don't know if he's going to go all the way north and all. Like Montana and North Dakota. He might, because I know he got fans probably there too. But I do know he was going to probably start on the East Coast and work his way around the state, or 50 states. I know Michael. He was going to work his way all to 50 states and probably do more in each state. 20 shows in each state. If we would have got that concert, he would have wore himself out. He would have wore himself out. He probably would have killed himself during this concert. But this concert would have got him out of debt. And people did not want him to get out of debt. Go watch this movie, because none of his so-called Hollywood friends came to his rescue. When he was down and out, no family came to his rescue. None of his sisters or brothers came to his rescue. I don't know, but according to the story, The Search for Neverland, it looked like nobody came to his rescue when he was in need. They did step out. I saw the Jackson. I saw the court. Stuff. I did see family going to court with him and all. But I don't know what kind of relationship he had with his sisters and brothers. I just don't know, because he kept going to house to house to house and all. And one of the security guards, the two guards that he had, they weren't getting paid for a long time. Like 3, 4, 5 months. They weren't getting paid. You know? And This is a good movie, people. You gotta go watch this movie. You gotta go watch this movie. And the Whitney Houston movie was good too. And oh boy, it was just good. You know, it just tell you some of the things that happened in Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston's life and all. But Jada Smith and Will Smith is just like Whitney Houston, you know, those two. And now Whitney Houston is gone, his daughter is gone, Bobby Brown's daughter is gone, his wife is gone, and he got another family, and he living with his other wife now, and I'm sure he passed that now, that stage and all, and miss his daughter and miss his wife, he really missed them. And I don't actually know the story. I didn't really follow the story of how his daughter died. But I did know how Whitney Houston died. She was already on crack. And they found her in the hotel. You know. Everybody wanted to blame it on Bobby. Because Bobby was the bad boy on stage. But Bobby wasn't bad off stage. He was a really nice person off stage. He just did that. That was just an act. You know? That was just an act so he could sell albums, records, CDs. You know? He's an entertainer. So, that's what he was doing. Entertaining. But he wasn't like that in real life. If you know him. If you was in his party. This man was a family man. Lovable brother. Lovable member of the New Edition. He had his beef with the New Edition. They kicked him out and all. Then he went solo and hit it, you know. And then New Edition had their fall. Then he started falling. Then they came back together. Did Home Again. Beautiful album. And then came back and do One Love. Beautiful album. Overlooked by the critics and some fans too. Wonderful. One of the great albums, you know. I know one of their biggest hits is Heartbreaker. Their big hit album. But I think One Love is a big album too, because we have all six of them together. Now the record, the song that came back when they did on Johnny Gill album, that's beautiful too. Johnny Gill walking the boys back, and they did a soul album together. I mean, a song together on his album. That was really good, you know. And I will always love these brothers because, you know, they remind me of the Jackson 5. You know, they remind me of the Jackson 5. And it is, they do, you know. And one point, I just thought Bobby was going to go too. Because he lost his daughter, then he lost his wife. I thought he, in one minute, he going to take his life. I was saying, don't do it, Bobby. They ain't gonna want you to do it. They want you to carry on. And one day, I'm gonna go see these guys again. I missed the concert they had when they came to Baltimore. And I already had my podcast and I was talking to them. But I didn't get to go to see them. But when they go on tour again, I'm gonna be there. I'm gonna be there. Hell yeah. Hell, oh yeah. I'm going to be there because they just my boys, all six, from Ralph on down to Bobby, all six, and y'all is over 35 and up, y'all know who I'm talking about, especially the ladies, Ralph Tranfan and Bobby Brown and Ricky Ralph and Mike and Johnny too. You know. But you know who I'm talking about, right? Yeah, I'm sure y'all do. And I just want to talk about them, you know. Just get things off my mind. Alexa told me that it was an incident.
Please, I am a gummy bear. English by Gummy Bear on Amazon Music. Oh, I'm a gummy bear. Yes, I'm a gummy bear. Oh, I'm a yummy, 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 lucky gummy bear.
Alexa, turn off music. Alexa did not do that. She did not turn no gummy bear. Oh my God. These AIs. Where are we going with these AIs? I didn't even tell her to turn it on anything. I didn't tell her to turn on no music. She turned on music called Gummy Bear. Anybody got an Alexa? And all of a sudden it just turns on. And you didn't even say nothing to her. You just mentioned her name. And just turned on. That's what happened to my Alexa just now. I know y'all heard the music in the background. She turned on and started playing Gummy Bear. What is going on? Is she actually listening when she's off? It's scary. It's really scary, people. And people who scared of Alexa or Sarah. Alexa! Turn off music. She did it again. She listening. That's scary, guys. That's pretty scary. I was watching YouTube, and this is some of the scary things that you don't say to Alexa. They got a list of things that you do not say to Alexa, or told Alexa to search for. I know y'all heard it in the background. She just played the gummy bear again. That's an AI. An AI. This is where we going, people. This is where we going with the AIs and technology. I think time we get to 2030, 2035, the AI is going to be running us, living with us, working with us, and stuff. They're going to be opening our doors. It's scary because she can turn on the Xbox, she can turn on the TV, she can unlock the door, she probably even can start the car. I don't know how many y'all got Alexa and told her to start the car. How many y'all do? Got Alexa in your car and told her to start the car. Or call Alexa and told her to turn on the lights. I'm on my way home. Unlock the door. Just think about it, people. Just think about it. Y'all thinking about Terminator, ain't y'all? I certainly don't know where we going with this. This really, and I wasn't even talking to her. She just turned on. She just turned on. Audience, I know y'all heard it in the background. The song Gummy Bear. I know y'all heard it in the background. And I don't have the the permission to play the gummy bear. Because that's why I had to say, Alexa, turn off music. Because I don't really have the permission to play that. But she turned it on, you know, and I didn't even tell her to turn it on. That's crazy. You know, that's, oh my goodness. Oh my God, yo. That's crazy. And Alexa can call your family members or your boss or anybody. You know, all you have to do is say, Alexa, call this. You know, let me stop talking about her because she might be listening. Because I'm kind of worried about it now. Because that was creepy. I'm here by myself in this crazy apartment, and all of a sudden she just turned on gummy bear song. I'm a gummy bear. Y'all look at that song up. I'm a gummy bear. That's the song she was playing. I'm a... Oh my goodness. Oh man. I haven't seen it all yet, but I'm learning it all. She's just like a little child, you know? I mean, I don't know how to explain it. People, just tell me, do y'all have Alexa too? And do y'all experience that? She just turned on all of a sudden, just turn on and start playing music or start talking. And nobody say nothing to her. Do Siri or do Google, what you call them? Do that too, Google Home. I don't know. I know Google got one just like Alexa and Sarah. I mean, I got Sarah on my iMac. Mac's computer. And I probably got it on my phone too. But I'm stung. You know, I'm, oh my goodness. That's crazy, people. I'm seeing it all. I'm just gonna talk about a little bit about the Oreos. So, and I don't know that much about the Oreos because I am following for a long time, but I'm still gonna just encourage y'all to do what I tell you to do. You probably already do it, but if you want to win, if you want to get there, okay, just say those prayers, okay? Say those prayers. You will get your city to a world championship, okay? Oreos players and managers, just got to pray. When you're off on Sundays, go to church. Pray. Okay. Baseball, I'm sure God don't mind baseball, you know, praying to him about baseball, because it's this America pastime, and it's having fun at the ballpark, and we all together having fun, laughing and joking, having a good time. So I don't think it's okay to ask the good Lord to let your team win. No, I think it's okay, because you're not betting or nothing and all that stuff. You're just asking them, please let the team win. Now, I see that crazy Donald Trump on the news again. It seemed like every time he talked, he got a broken neck. You know, when he talked, he got a broken neck. And he... It's like the late night show say, he'd be on stage clapping, and he hold his head like somebody broke his neck. Anybody watching CNN right now and see him, you know, I'm hoping that this other guy win the election, you know. Beat Donald Trump. Don't, please, do not vote for this man. Do not vote for this man. Because if you vote for this man, I don't know what's going to happen. My theory is a second civil war might break out if you vote for this man. No. Donald Trump is not fit to be president. I'm going to let y'all hear some of this bullshit he's saying.
Including ongoing investigations to his handling of documents and his role in the attack on the U.S. Capitol. The former president telling reporters this weekend he would not exit the race, even if he is indicted. This as the 2024 field takes shape, with some hopefuls backing away, worried a crowded contest could benefit Trump.
I didn't want to have a pileup of a bunch of people fighting. The more of them you have, the less chance you have for somebody rising up.
But not all 2024 contenders sharing that view, including former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is weighing a bid.
I actually think that more voices right now in opposition or providing an alternative to Donald Trump is the best thing in the right direction.
And while we're still very early in the 2024 primary, it's expected to be a fairly crowded Republican field, but I am told that Donald Trump and his team remain laser-focused on Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. They have been looking into his background, his wife's background. They've been watching old debate clips. They have essentially been talking to former allies, and not to mention that some of DeSantis' former staffers and advisors actually work for Trump and for the Trump super PAC now. So this is all setting up what's expected to be a very ugly and very personal battle between these two men.
It certainly will be lively. All right, Kristen Holmes, thank you very much. Let's get some analysis from our chief political correspondent, Dana Bash, and CNN political analyst, Maggie Haberman. Dana, what do these dueling speeches tell you about the clearly deepening divide inside the Republican Party and what this might mean for the 2024 election?
Well, what's interesting about these two contenders, one DeSantis, a potential contender, he hasn't formally announced, is that it doesn't seem as though those two really illustrate what is a deep divide. It's not as if they're totally taking from the same pool of voters, but similar. What DeSantis is clearly trying to do is to appeal to Trump voters who are kind of done with the chaos, done with the legal troubles, done with all of the tumult that we saw over 4 years in the Trump years and definitely since then. So the two of them are battling kind of for similar voters that happen to make up, at least right now, the large part of the Republican primary electorate. And then you have the Asa Hutchinsons, the Chris Sununus, the Chris Christies, the other potentials who might have been kind of in a similar lane to Larry Hogan. And the question is, and even Nikki Haley, the question is whether there is enough of an electorate there to support something that shows the divide.
You know, Maggie, it's interesting that Trump so far is avoiding criticizing DeSantis by name. Why is that? And should we expect the overt jabs to start flying soon?
Well, I would say he's criticizing him by name when he calls him Ron DeSanctimonious or Ron DeSantis, which we've seen him do on his social media feed. And he's been road testing other nicknames, although he claims otherwise falsely. But in general, I think that he's trying not to elevate him. I think he's trying not to put too much of a face on him, Wolf, because he is somebody, DeSantis, who not every Trump voter knows, who not everybody is familiar with. And I think that he wants to keep that, you know, him sort of at a remove. I expect that is going to change. And remember, we are looking at a 90-day period where we're going to see a lot of Ron DeSantis because he's doing this book tour, or some of them anyway. And then we are going to know exactly how many other people are jumping into this field. So a lot could change.
Dana, is anything, including various legal issues, for example, going to slow the former president's momentum right now? He has said he would not leave the race, even if he is indicted.
Yeah, all right, all right.
Well, if you define momentum as the support he has,
bring around.
we'll be right back.
Pockets full like OD. I can move just how I move, cause don't nobody know me. Low key, still do more numbers than your faith. You can hate, but you can't say that I've been missing any place. Any food, what it do? Moving quick, busting moves. Steps ahead, cause I'm out working. Why you trying to catch a snooze? Keep it smooth. Not concerned with other dudes and what they do. Keep it true, I kick the truth. I'm not here so I can lose. Yeah. How'd you like it back? Tell the bank, tell her on us. Put in overtime so I do what I wanna. Yeah. Alright, alright. Yeah. Okay, okay. Work on full court press, nothing less than a hunter. Full court press, straight flex, close the curtain. Full court press to the top from the surfers. Yeah, and I stay humble. Hit me for a feature, don't you come with no petty numbers. Talking about some leverage, but you been had plenty from us. Fed you for the low so I could double the any coming. You can't take a penny from us. Full court press, Bobby Knight with my attitude. You wouldn't understand, so I can't be mad at you. You ever had to roll coins to get to the next week? Working for the 10, had to rush to the 10 and 2.
What you know about that?
And that made me a better man. Now it's backstage business to shake your hands. I don't do this for Instagram. This is real life for real. My real life for real. For real. So I do what I, yeah. Alright, alright. Yeah. Okay, okay. Alright, alright. Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah. Full court press, none stress when I'm working.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. I hope you enjoy that. I had to let you hear what's going on with the Republicans and Donald Trump, you know, and I let you hear from the TV. But guys, don't vote for that man. If you love your country, if you love all people, don't vote for that man. Okay? Don't vote for that man. He's dangerous. He's really dangerous. And he don't care for no one but himself. You've seen that the last 4 years he ran. I can't tell you who to vote for. All I can do is warn you and try to talk you out of it, you know. But he's dangerous, people. He's dangerous. Don't vote for him. Donald Trump is not a real president. And the people who go out and celebrate him, they the bag of worms. The big bag of worms that he opened up. He trying to bring back Jim Crow laws and stuff like that. You see all the shootings and stuff and protests and stuff like that happening when he was president. Do you want to see that stuff again? I mean, come on, people. You gotta wake up. Just gotta wake up. I mean, we on this earth together, okay? It's time to put that president's bullcrap aside. Don't like someone because of that color of their skin. Time to put that bullcrap aside, okay? Old news. Throw it in the trash. Stop being a trash digger. Keeping old trash. You know? It's old news. No one cares no more what color you is. Half of America, it's mixed. You know? It's mixed. Black men going with white women. White men going with black girls. Already mixed. Hispanics, Puerto Ricans, we all mixed now. And then you open your eyes, you know, and you just, if you like your own kind, stay with your own kind, but don't make it bad for everybody else who like to take that crossroad and explore that adventure over there, you know. We want to go see what that's like. You know? Don't make it bad for somebody else. Who loves somebody else. But not for that color of the skin. For the person they are. Don't make it bad for her or him. Not right. And that's what Donald Trump and his supporters and all them Beachy Boys, or whatever they call his Beachy Boys, Bad Boys, or whatever they were called, you know, when they attacked the Capitol. This thing about when they attacked the Capitol, how embarrassed this country was. Russia and China, North Korea were laughing at us. Some of the countries that can't stand us was laughing at us. And that's what they want to do. They want to get inside of us and let us destroy America. That's what they want. That's why Putin loved Donald Trump. Because he want to take Donald Trump and his in the country. And he want to turn the country against each other. Once he do that, he knows him and China have a chance to destroy America. You see where I'm going with this? If you don't pick up your books, turn on that bright light in your brain. I know it works. Let's hear some more music. Because y'all not hearing me. Hope you like that little gift. But I would say, do what you want. But here at Corey Whitlock Podcast Show, and a lot of other people have warned you. Now, you're black and you like Donald Trump, do what you want. You're white, Puerto Rican, whatever, do what you want. Support him. But he's trouble. It's a storm. He's waiting to open. A nasty, dark storm. He's waiting to open. No. You know, Russia already invaded another man's land. soon he get a hold of Donald Trump and brainwash him. You know? I don't bet Donald Trump want America be like Russia. He want to be a one-time president. He go in there and change it and be a one-time president. And he'll be just like Putin. Then he'll take everything away from colored people and Nordic people, ancient people and all. He would take everything away. He would close the borders, border everything up. So immigrants would come in here. He'd make it hard for people to come to America and have that American dream. And this is what America is all about. That's why people come here, to have that American dream, be a doctor, go home, and teach the same thing they was taught here in our country, to help their countrymen who are sick. They come here to be doctors. Then they go back home and they train other people what they was trained. You seeing? You see why they was here? They here? It's just that one thing. If we had podcasts back in 1938, 1937, or even 1941, we probably could have saved those men and women of Pearl Harbor and so on and stopped World War II. But we got it now. We got this technology now. Don't let this be number three, because the evil storm can come across the sea. Okay? It's already around Russia and North Korea. That evil cloud can go across and it'll be all over. And I think Donald Trump, all he has to do is open that door and fire them, you know, shooting down weather balloons. That's all you was doing, shooting down weather balloons. And you make a big thing out of it, Fox News. Big thing about little weather balloons. That's all they was. You know, they went, I don't believe they from no China or nothing like that. And but rest of your Americans believe it. And I don't know. I just think it was just a waste of time building all this stuff that we had. You know? So go to another break. We give you another song as I go to another break and come back and say goodbye to you and get ready to do another podcast for the next day. But I just hope we learn to love each other.
You don't need to let your body go. Hungry heart, it's not easy to start over. I've been there a couple of times, starting over. No, that when the night comes over you, rest is in you. You will shed that skin. Like a long run up here, just stay still. Take the smallest breath, the shortest steps. It's enough. Take it easy and let your feelings out. don't push them aside, don't hide. Know that when the night comes over you, rushes into you, you will shed that skin.
Alright, everyone, thank you for listening. Welcome Germany, welcome France, welcome Australia, and welcome all the people around the country, all the countries that do listen. Thank you, and I welcome you, love you. Thank you for downloading, keep telling your friends and family, and all the people around the country of the USA, Wisconsin, and Maryland, and Texas. I need you back. I need you back, Dallas. Houston, okay, Arizona, Nevada, New Mexico, can't live without you, can't live without you, Florida, Virginia, you on my list, I know you listening, so start downloading, love you. Love you, country. Spread your love. And tell them about the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Spread your love. And keep spreading it. Because I'm going to pray for you. Praying for all my audience. See you in the next time. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. And Ashley, and we love you. See you next time.